Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wheeler Walker Jr. in a little bit, due to phone the program.
Looking for a song of his we could play on the radio, and I don't think there is one.
Nope. All swear words and dirty stuff.
All right, maybe a couple lines, maybe a verse here and there.
Yeah, but not the funny stuff.
That's not the funny stuff, you know. Yeah. But if go find him if you're not familiar. Nick turned us on to Wheeler recently, and we're talking to him here in a little bit. Going to be in Omaha, Kansas City, and Wichita. I'll give you those dates when we get him on the phone.
He kind of looks like Rip from Yellowstone.
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of got that same look.
Yeah.
A cowboy hat and facial hair.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Well, the black cowboy hat and the beard. And yeah, he's just, you know.
The whole thing's brilliant.
It is brilliant music, right?
Well, just the character, the branding, all of it.
Right. Because it's so, you know, I guess it's such an easy thing to pick on the bro country because it's so cheesy. You know, I was listening to a song the other day, only because it came up on my, I don't know who the guy was, I'm not going to say it, but it was like, my grandfather died in World War II, my daddy came back from Vietnam, I'm here, he's waving a flag, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, I get it, but what? I don't even know if it's true. Then it went on to like, you know, I love the flag. I think the song was called I Love the Flag.
Well, a lot of that stuff doesn't even seem heartfelt. It just seems like pandering.
It seems formulaic. I can't say the word.
Formulaic
pandering. Exactly.
That super jingoistic stuff. I got no interest.
None.
Proud to be an American.
Yeah. And it was a video along with it, too.
I'm sure that was terrible.
Oh.
There's actually very few titles we could even say on the air.
No.
In their entirety.
No.
Right.
I like smoking pot is one of them.
God told me to F you. I like that. I can say that.
Yeah, but you can't say it before. Yeah,
I know.
Edit yourself.
I edited myself.
And that's the great thing about his songs, too, is he's not pandering. You know they come from a place of...
oh, sincere.
From his heart, yeah.
God likes to watch. I love that line in that song, too, by the way. All right, so... Well, I think Puss is fluffing him right now. Cool. Giving all this pop, I hate to have this go through, you know, not come through.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens to us sometimes. We miss out. All right. Coming to Omaha at the Admiral on Thursday, June 2nd, Kansas City on Friday, June 3rd, the Uptown Theater, and in Wichita, Saturday, June 4th at Temple Live, the one and only Wheeler Walker Jr. Wheeler, thanks for phoning the program.
Welcome.
Todd and Tyler.
Wheeler,
we are. Go ahead.
I was just letting Todd and Tyler know. I listen to you guys every morning.
Now that we appreciate that. Wheeler, we're late to the Wheeler Walker party. Our comedian friend Nick is in the show with us all the time. He's turned us on to you recently, and it's just so good. Congratulations.
Or we could lie like you and say we've been a fan for years, but we just discovered you, and you have a couple of new fans, sir.
Oh, big time, man. Yeah, funny stuff.
Well, I'm not lying, man. I get on the internet, and I've got this. My buddy hooks me up to your radio show, and I listen to. He puts Todd in one ear and Tyler in the other. Man, I love it.
Perfect, man.
Yeah, that's how we set it up.
All right, Wheeler. Start off with that, when you started writing songs that are so dirty and so good.
First of all, I want to know: did you do the stand up and then develop this alter ego later, or were you immediately Wheeler Walker Jr.?
No, my name is Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'm a country artist, okay. And I started writing the truth.
Okay.
I started writing real songs. Country. You try writing some country songs without cursing, and
right,
it ain't gonna go too well. My thing was So I started writing songs, you know, in the early 2000s. And in Nashville, they wouldn't, back then you couldn't do it. And then all of a sudden this thing, I don't know if you guys got it out there where you are, it's called the internet.
Yeah.
And I started realizing I could just, if it's 2000, I could just say my dirty words, you know, and put it up on the internet myself, you know?
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I got a top 10 country album. You know, you tell me Johnny Cash, Waylon, those guys, Willie Nelson, wouldn't have been person if they were allowed to. Yeah, you know,
in a heartbeat, sure. y'all. That's a great line. And here's the funny thing: we are not big fans of the new country. I mean, we're rock and roll guys, but I appreciate the old country a lot, and I love how you hammer the new stuff. What was the story about? You were holding a sign protesting Florida Georgia line. I love that story.
Yeah, there's this band called, for you, for the fans that don't know, there's a band called Florida Georgia Line.
They know that.
Who are the they're the worst band that's ever existed, and that includes that. That's including Smash Mouth, all those guys. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know that Smash Mouth song All Star?
Yeah.
That would be Florida Georgia Line's best song if they wrote that. So they got an exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I wasn't going to stand for it. So I live in Nashville. I went down to the Country Music Hall of Fame with us. Signed it because everyone likes to protest nowadays. I found something finally I can get behind.
Right.
And I decided that I want, you know, you should ban Florida Georgia Line from the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I brought the picket sign, and they called the cops on me.
Have you you run in the circles, so you know people. Have you run into those guys?
I've run into their friends, and listen, here's the thing, though. These new country guys, you guys seen them on TV. They don't spend their time practicing their instruments. They don't spend their time singing. They spend their time working out and looking good.
Yeah.
So when I heard that they were upset with me, I got to watch where I'm going. But these guys are buff because all they do is work out.
Right.
They don't. I said to their friends, I said, tell them to stop. Spend less time working out. Spend some more time maybe with some vocal lessons. You know.
They're the worst band of all time.
Well, and one thing you objected to was who they were touring with. Weren't they touring with some hip hop acts? It was just an odd line.
Yeah, they were touring with Nelly. I mean, yeah,
that's right.
You know, I got nothing against Nelly, but don't call yourself country. You know, call yourself pop.
That's what it is. That's what it's pop. Now you write the songs. I mean, and we watched the video of "God Told Me to F You." I mean, I love the video because it looks like a real country music video, and then all of a sudden you go off. Now, are the old school country fans that don't like swear words, don't like dirty things, or even the new school, hate you?
There's a lot of people who hate me, you know, because when you sing the truth, people hate you. The truth gets a lot of people in trouble because that's not a song about. It's not a religious song. It's just a song about a buddy of mine,
right?
So a buddy of mine. I was growing up. He was dating a girl who was really religious, and he was in high school, as we all did. He wanted to get in her pants, right?
That's right.
And she was really religious. She said no. And she said, you know what? He finally convinced her. He goes, you know what? Let's pray on it. And she prayed. He prayed. He went to her the next day. He said, I prayed on it. And she said, oh, yeah, what'd the Lord say? He said, the Lord said I should F you. you know what I said? I said, well, if I ever make it as a country musician, I'm going to write this song. This sounds like a country song. But I don't want to – But I don't want to have to censor it. I want to be able to say the word. You know, say my music ain't the Todd and Tyler show. I can say whatever I want.
Right. Wheeler Walker Jr. with us.
Wait, with your buddy. Was it effective?
Can I tell you a good ending to the story? They're married to this day.
Oh, they're married. Beautiful. All right. So God was right there. All right.
Yeah.
Nick wants to ask you a question.
I'll write the sequel. God Told Me to Marry You.
All right. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, have you ever written a song that was too dirty to put on a record?
I was going to say God Told Me to F You because the producer, it's not a joke, the producer's a buddy of mine, he left for that song. He wouldn't produce it.
Oh, really?
So I had to produce it myself. So I guess that your answer is yes.
that's funny because I'm reading right here. Dave Cobb produced the whole album. He said, except for God Told Me to F You. And that's the reason he wouldn't do it.
He said, man, I'm a Wheeler. I love all your stuff. I'm going to sit this one out.
Now, you're doing your first ever sold-out appearance at the Ryman Auditorium. Do places like that usually turn you down? Country music venues that are, you know, holy ground?
Yeah, this is kind of surreal.
Yeah.
You know, they used to, but the thing is, you'd be surprised what a sellout crowd will do to change their mind. By the way, I already played that show. I don't know if you heard the news. Oh. I set the alcohol record at that venue.
Oh, really?
Oh, did you?
at the historic Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, yeah, it was.
April
14th. I'm sorry,
it was a month ago.
My goal as a child was to one day play the Ryman, much less sell it out, much less set a beer record there. So it's like, you're talking to the biggest artist in country music, if you guys don't know.
Willie Walker Jr., does anybody ever come to your show, like a lot of comedians, and obviously you're a country singer, but
just to be offended?
No, come to your show and don't know, and all of a sudden you start throwing these words in these songs, and they don't get it? They didn't understand why they're there?
I see a couple of the older folks who just read a blurb saying, classic country sound, and then all of a sudden they hear, sit on my face, and they go, but then they start bobbing their head. Yeah, they're like, okay.
Wheeler Walker Jr. is in Omaha on Thursday, June 2nd at the Admiral. For our listeners in Wichita on T95, Saturday, June 4th at Temple Live, and over in Kansas City, Friday, June 3rd at the Uptown Theater. Is it Wheeler? What's your website there, Wheeler, for people to check out all this stuff?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's Wheeler Walker Jr. I know we had cancelwheeler.com for a little while. I don't know if it's still up because I was trying to get canceled.
Now, Snoop Dogg's a big fan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's dwell on people who not hate you, but people who like you. You've got a ton of fans out there.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, was a big fan of a song of mine, which by the way, I just got a note last week that I have a song called F-U-B, which is about as much as I could say about it. Yeah, it just went gold.
Oh, yeah.
You can say bitch. Yeah, you can say bitch. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say it because I'm a gentleman. I only sing it.
But he'll sing it for a price.
But Snoop sang that song, and I just got my first gold record thanks to, I don't know if it was because of him, but it didn't hurt.
Now, I love here that the legendary Bob Dylan is a fan. Have you met Bob?
He called me. It was the most surreal call of all time just because I thought it was like someone of that stature to call me.
Right.
I thought, I just assumed it was a prank. And he gets on the phone, he just goes, hey, what you're doing? And, I'm a big fan. I don't have a Dylan impression, but yeah. I got off the call like, man, started texting my friends, which one of you guys just pretended to be Bob Dylan? And I called my manager. They're like, no, they called here to look for your number. So he was a fan. He loved that old country sound, and he likes people who just – he likes me messing with the music industry because that's kind of what he did in his whole career.
Yeah,
follows his career, he just kind of messed with people.
Yes,
so
yes, he did.
It was pretty crazy, yeah.
Sex, Drugs, and Country Music is the name of the new album, by the way, his fourth album, Wheeler Walker Jr. with us. And you get that wherever you get your music, obviously. Go ahead, Wheeler.
Now, I was going to ask, because I'm kind of lost on rock and roll right now.
Right, right.
Because I love rock and roll. Yeah. You guys are a rock station. What's the big rock right now?
Well,
What should I be listening to?
Our show is all talk, but when we go off the air at 10, all the stations we're on are rock stations. So I don't know. I mean, I like God Told Me to F You. That's my favorite song right now. I mean, I literally heard that this morning, and because Nick sent it to us yesterday. And when we get stuff stuck in our head, we end up leaving this little studio, and we go to the bathroom, and we tend to say stuff out loud that sticks in our head, and that could get us in trouble in the hallway, but I don't care, man.
Yeah, who cares? You know what? 2022, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
So you're on tour.
I feel like rock is kind of in the same place as country right now. We're kind of hurting here.
I agree with you.
It's in an odd spot.
It is in an odd spot, but we agree with you. Hey, good luck on the rest of the tour, and hopefully get a chance to meet you sometime. We'd love to see you in person.
Yeah, come on out to the show.
Yeah, we will.
I'll give you guys. I'll shave $3 off that ticket.
All right. Can't pass that out.
Wheeler Walker Jr. Thank you, Wheeler. Appreciate it, man. Good luck.
You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, man. All right. Cool dude. He is right. The great line he used was, is Johnny Cash and all those old school guys, the Highwaymen, basically, they would have swore on those songs if they could.
If they could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, maybe not sit on my the face thing and the
It might have been a word here or there. I don't know if he would have been doing some of this. I love that Dylan called him.
That is so
That's
cool.
insane.
Dylan.
And if you did that, you would text your buddies and be like,
"Which one?
Who's messing with me?"
Right, because Craig could call us and act like he's Dylan.
Yeah.
What would you say, Craig, if I said, "Hey, hello"? Hey, Bob.
It is Bob.
What's that, Bob?
Maybe you can help Wheeler out because he doesn't do a Bob Dylan impression. You've got it down.
I don't. Though.
When nail
you,
that.
Nick, when did you discover this guy? How long has it been?
It was shortly after his first album came out.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to go.
So
download,
5-6
download
years ago.
That stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah. So
it.
I just looked up the lyrics to one of the songs, The Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good songwriter.
Well, that video for God Told Me to F You is brilliant, you know.
Redneck S, is that his first album?
Okay. And that song, that Redneck S, that song, it's just, it's Wheeler's take on the country songs that list off all the stuff that you like.
Oh, it is good.
All the cliches.
Right.
Oh, God, I hate those songs, but I'm going to love this.
Eating tater tots and producer.
Oh, is that what he says? Okay.
It's all just
take off on that?
It's great,
All right.
Down here's a list of what we like, and it's just a list.
It's Friday night,
it's beautiful.
Football, Friday night football, Sunday dinner, grandma's at crepes.
Well, but grandma's dinner is a little different.
That's what I mean. He's making fun of
He
it, right?
mentions grandma in that song. Yeah.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Oh, it's glorious.
I can't wait.
He was in Lincoln a few years ago. I wasn't able to make it down to the show. Well, I can't. I want to go check
The Admiral in Omaha, Wheeler Walker Jr. That's
formerly the Sokol Auditorium.
Yeah. Uptown Theater in Kansas City on June 3rd and in Wichita Saturday, June 4th. Temple Live.
Well, it's legit, and I just love not that this is a dumb idea, but it's definitely it's crazy. You'd be like, hey, I'm gonna make these albums of these songs that are just completely
sound
raunchy.
Like real country music, old school country music,
and it's gonna get to the point where we've got a bus, we've got a band, we're selling places out. Like, I love stuff like that.
Right, and I do too.
So we got a tip, and I had to check this out, and it is right.
It is.
Well, Willie Nelson's in Wichita that same night.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Apparently playing about three blocks away.
Yeah.
I read Willie's slowing down his touring because he's getting old, man.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd heard it. He was only playing in Texas.
Yeah.
Willie? They should duet.
I love that.
They should. I think those two would get along.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He probably, Willie Nelson knows who Willie Walker Jr. is. If Bob Dylan knows who he is, Willie Nelson knows who he is.
Yeah, totally.
Hey. Yeah. He called me. That's crazy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tennessee businesses will no longer be forced to post warnings on bathrooms if they allow transgender patrons to use the facilities that align with their gender identity. A federal judge permanently struck down that law Tuesday. Judge Alita A. Trauger said it would do a disservice to the First Amendment to force trans-inclusive businesses to post a message that they believe would create fear and misunderstanding in what's meant to be a safe environment.
Oh, good. So yeah, they don't have to warn. Warning, somebody have a Peter in here.
How many times have you gone to the bathroom and not worried about a transgender?
Every time.
Always thinking about it all the time.
I don't think about
it. My head's on a swivel all the time. Because it happens so often. Yeah. You hear so much evidence of a transgender person coming and busting in on your bathroom fun.
I check out all the Adam's apples in the men's room. Mm-hmm. I do that.
It's a
purpose.
big problem.
All right.
The Adam's apples are way higher than where your eyes are at.
Yeah. You have to drill the hole lower.
The law that got struck down forced business owners to post signs that read, "This facility maintains a policy of allowing the use of restrooms by either biological sex" in large, boldface font.
Well, people fall for that right-wing crap.
Jimmy writes us, Uber driver here, the number one requested song for the 3 a.m. blackout going to the strip club crowd is Wheeler Walker's Eatin'.
Well, yeah.
I can't say that. No, and Kickin' Ass.
Right.
Yeah.
You like that
I
one
can
there?
See it. All right. Yeah.
All right.
And that one tells a story, too, yeah. Like verse by verse.
Oh, good.
And those people going to the strip club will be doing neither that night.
No. No, you don't want to do that at the strip club either. Get them home, clean them up, maybe.
None of those guys are taking home a stripper.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And he has some songs, too, that like a lot of it, the songs, they're not in your face.
They're just real subtle swear.
Subtle. Because there's been times I've been, you know, at bars or whatever, and he's got one that's, you know, beer, weed, and another word for, you know, the female crotch.
Right.
But it just sounds like a night country, like,
right.
Beer, weed, it's great. Yeah. You can see people nodding their heads along. They have no idea.
And they catch one word and go, wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, other than the F-U line, God told me the F-U's kind of subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently God likes to watch.
Yeah, in that song.
Yeah.
I like that one, yeah.
Todd identifies.
Yeah. As God. No.
Oh, God's a warrior like Todd, right? But Todd exists.
Yeah.
Does he?
Right. Yeah.
Todd, does he?
Todd is in the corner.
I'd wear that t-shirt.
Todd exists?
Yeah.
Boogie exists. All right. That's going to be a Deadpool name coming up. Boogie exists. Wheeler Walker Jr. That was a great conversation. In case you missed it, check out the podcast.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.